KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rena Roy. The House Rules Committee is meeting to review the compromise bill to raise the debt limit. They'll vote on whether to advance the measure to the full House. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy pushing back on criticism by members of his own party, saying the spending cuts don't go far enough. Some of the spending cuts include clawing back the unused COVID funding and boosting funding for veterans.
When the Freedom Caucus talks about wants the spending back to 2022, the non-defense is back lower than 2022. Veterans get more money and defense gets more money.
Lawmakers have to pass a measure before the June 5th default deadline. A federal appeals court has reversed the Purdue Pharma bankruptcy ruling from 2021. It allows members of the Sackler family to be shielded from opioids liability lawsuits. In Pittsburgh, the federal death penalty trial of the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue is underway. Robert Bowers is accused of killing 11 worshipers in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. This is ABC News. In Iowa, demolition of the partially collapsed apartment complex now on hold. Officials say at least five are unaccounted for and two may be in the building. Nine people were rescued since the collapse. Authorities still don't know the cause. Air travel over the Memorial Day weekend topped pre-pandemic levels.
The TSA says it screened 12 million people over the long holiday weekend from last Thursday to Monday. That's an increase of more than 216,000 travelers from the same weekend in 2019. The weekend was the biggest test yet for the airlines after last year's summer meltdowns of cancellations and delays that left thousands of passengers stranded, including over last year's Memorial Day weekend alone when 7,000 flights were scrapped. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The annual cheese roll races, one of the UK's more unusual traditions, is now in the record books. Participants chase a 7-pound wheel of cheese down a super steep hill. The women's winner is a 19-year-old from Canada who was briefly knocked unconscious during her race. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. 6 months in jail for the man who drove the car which helped pull down the statue of abolitionist Hans Christian Hegg outside Wisconsin's state capitol during the George Floyd protests in 2020. 33-year-old Kelsey Nelson was sentenced for his role in damaging the statue and for looting a jewelry store about a month earlier. Nelson ordered to pay $5,000 to the jewelry store. The cost will be shared with two others, and $2,500 to the State Department of Administration for the damage to the statue. That cost will be split by four people. Gas prices are up slightly. The average for a gallon of regular unleaded in Wisconsin is now $3.53. That's 15 cents higher than a month ago, but almost a dollar lower than at this time last year. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments, so do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on...
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Crudy, good to see you. Happy Memorial Day to you, all day late. To our fair audience, of course, Evan working the board. Great to be with everybody. Clearing the fog. Excited to be here.
You know what was the best part about this weekend? Little time away from you, fella.
See, I told you. You did text me yesterday. I knew you would. You couldn't stay away, man. Great to hear from you, though. I wasn't responding to anything.
We got a party partner joining us a little later on this big show, David Siders from Politico.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
When he was in the great state of Wisconsin, you know, we went out and we showed the man a good time. He came in studio. He was here during the course of our show. And although we are not the center focus of this great article he published today at Politico, yours truly was featured, at least in 3 photos. 3 of me, none of you. I like those ratios.
David, come on, man. Obviously, I'm the better-looking one here, so at least throw one in me. Come on.
You wouldn't have known from the photos, though. I'm really quite handsome and charming in those photos.
They were actually very good photos, Crudy. I was surprised. That big melon of yours, man, you got a jacket on. You're looking good.
And then we went out for dinner with David Siders, and I would point out, Politico wined us and dined us. I like it like that. I told him.
I got to love it. He came to Wisconsin, had an old-fashioned. I mean, that's how you do it.
Well, didn't we all have old-fashions that night?
I certainly did.
And Sage joined us. Sage Wild, the CEO and, you know, namesake of Civic Media. And Sage got quoted as well in the article. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Sage, not a profane guy. And the one quote they grabbed him was a little profane. They put a little profanity in Sage's mouth. And it's funny because we were swearing like a couple of sailors on leave that night. Yeah. And all that got exercised from the piece. None of that included. And Sage drops one small swear. And sure enough, it's in a national publication.
Well done, everybody.
David Siders joins us at 4:30 today. Dom, one other thought. I finally got to use the Milwaukee Brewers tickets. The ISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support. I used the tickets. You know, and I took some clients.
Yeah?
Well, I can tell you this. These are tickets to be coveted, man. Club level. behind home plate. I'm looking down the first baseline. Oh, and at one point there was a Brewers beat the Giants the other day, 7-5. Sunday, I went to Sunday's afternoon game. It is the sunny side. So if you do win some day game tickets, you know, dress appropriately, dress for the weather. But the top was open. It was glorious. They said cooler in Milwaukee. No, mid 70s. And at some point it got a little steamy. I'd taken off my Felder jersey. I was wearing, you know, a t-shirt and a Felder jersey. Took off the jersey. Players must have been hot on the field. I was just sitting there. I was hot.
Right.
So I made my way back up to the concession area. Club, baby. I mean, like the VIP club, the PNC club. Nice air-conditioned bar area. There's food. There's victuals. They got desserts. I almost had to get me some cheesecake up there, Dom.
Games on the TV. You got the AC on. Living like Crudy. Nice.
And Mrs. Crudy was at the game, as was my father-in-law, as fate would have it, Memorial Day weekend. I did take some friends. And my wife catches us. And she's like, I'm sitting here roasting my... in the sun, and you guys are sitting here at the bar? And I'm like, club seats, baby. This is the club. So some are unaware, but these great seats that we offer you, courtesy of WISS 1100 AM, these are club seats. So go enjoy the game.
Did she join you in the club, or did you go back out to the field?
Oh, she sat on the couch, and then she was staring at her phone for a minute because, you know, she's not a big baseball girl. And then a little bit later, she comes out, and she falls asleep in the stands. And a baseball literally comes over my head. If I'd have stood up, I maybe could have high-pointed that baseball. It went about two rows behind me. My wife sleeps through everything. Like two innings.
The sun will drain you, man. We're not used to it. We've been in hibernation for months. All of a sudden, we get a few nice days. It feels like summer is here, and that sun just drains you.
Oh, I think she had a girls' night Friday and wasn't quite fully recovered from Friday night. I think that was more the problem. But, Dom, let me ask you.
What's that?
And we do have some Brewers tickets to give away. On this big show, we're going to give away a pair of Brewers tickets for 1 week from tonight. Orioles coming to town 1 week from tonight. Old American League classic, Orioles. You know, Carl Yastrzemski's grandkid. I guess that was the Red Sox. Yastrzemski's grandkid hit a tater against the Brewers on Sunday, but it wasn't enough. But I remember these old American League, you know, teams. I used to hate the Orioles and the White Sox, Red Sox, and the Yankees. Everybody hated the Yankees. But, you know, if someone promised you a pair of tickets, Dom, and I promise this audience today a pair of tickets, 844-967-2789. Maybe you've got a great American League story, or maybe just a good political story you want to share. It's Tuesday. We're back to work. We're giving some tickets away. But anyways, what if I offered you some tickets, Dom? And then, you know, it came time, and I said, oh, sorry, I've got to take the tickets back. That actually happened to be Summerfest, Alanis Morissette. I'm still looking for my tickets, man.
You got to talk to Bob on that one, man.
Sadly, Bob is departed, but at his funeral.
Yep.
I checked inside his pocket just to see if he had my Alanis Morissette tickets.
No tickets there for
no
you.
No tickets. He for gave sure. my tickets away to Alanis Morissette. He took them back. Damn, he took
sure they got
back
sold.
My back tickets. Seats? He took them backsies. For
how do you offer something and take it back, man?
I think because Joe's sister wanted to go. But, Dom, here's the question. This whole McCarthy-Biden debt deal, do you know they could take back up to $447 million from us, from the Badger State? They're taking our tickets, Dom. They're taking our money.
Totally unacceptable. $400 million backsies? I object, Your Honor.
There's no takey backsies. Is there? Can they take that money back?
Well, they're going to try, I guess. You know, in order to solve the debt ceiling crisis, you got to stick it to Wisconsin a little bit.
A little bit of the coverage at the Journal Sentinel. Molly Beck. Wisconsin officials are preparing to send back some of the federal pandemic funding. Never send back the money. That's why you always spend the money as quick as it hits your bank account, right,
Absolutely. Dom? That's right, baby.
Money that has not yet been spent under a deal between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the country's debt limit as the federal government default looms. Governor Tony Evers told reporters today his administration is planning for the possibility, which could result in Wisconsin losing some of the $447 million in federal funds state officials have not yet spent out of the billions it was allocated as part of the federal laws passed by Congress to help states navigate and recover from the coronavirus pandemic. $447 million, Don, that's almost 10% of this so-called surplus. Well, that cooked away quickly, almost $500 million. Here's what Ever said today. I quote Tony. We haven't heard anything because I don't think the written document exists. So we are planning all across our agencies, Evers told reporters in Brown Deer. We're looking at what is known and seeing how much money we would have to send back. But at this point in time, we're not anywhere near because they aren't anywhere near soup yet. There is no document, Don. There's a handshake, right?
There is no soup for you, Crudy. The agreement between Biden and McCarthy to suspend the nation's borrowing limit proposes to claw back about $30 billion in unspent federal pandemic relief dollars, some of which will be repurposed. It's unclear exactly how much Wisconsin could be required to return. As of March, the state had not obligated or spent $447 million in pandemic relief funding, according to the Evers administration, but details as to what kind of funds would be eligible to be clawed back by the federal officials under the deal were not released as of Tuesday. Rick Kudabek, a spokeswoman for Evers, said the administration is closely monitoring the ongoing conversations at the federal level regarding any potential rescissions. Come on, spend the money! Can you quick spend it now? Can you just hurry up and spend it quick?
You can't take you back, see? You can't take back the money.
I mean, there's all sorts of problems. I mean, like in Milwaukee County, we have, you know, the pension challenges. Just quick spend it. Can you just quick spend it? Well, maybe it's got to be for specific pandemic relief. Anyway, I continue. Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee Mayor Kevler Johnson told the Journal Sentinel he had started to have some conversations about the potential for federal funding to be taken back, but that he did not have any concrete information about how or if the city would be impacted. There have been no conversations with the governor's office about the return of federal relief funds, said Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. So, you know, a lot of questions going on right now with not a whole lot of answers.
Yeah, like, where are my Alanis Morissette tickets for Summerfest 1994? Takey backsies. It still stings, Dom. And this is going to sting. This deal is going to sting the great people of the great state of Wisconsin. And why didn't you spend the money, man? Allocate that money. Spend that money. This will be
when the GOP House passed a bill in April to raise the debt limit in exchange for cutting various types of spending. The CBO estimated clawing back the pandemic funding would save about $30 billion. The bean counters excluded $316 billion in remaining funds to the government is legally obligated to pay out. Additional $16 billion that CBO estimated would be committed before any deal was finalized. Remaining $30 billion is dwarfed by the more than $31 trillion in debt the nation owes. Molly Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Isn't it ironic, Tom? Takey back.
Money.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocate.
I'm still a little salty about that, Curdy, man. I can feel it.
I hold grudges sometimes for life. Come back with us. More Devils. You can join us, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you about a concert I did attend.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe.
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 63. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 91.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the air at 844-967-2789.
We both attended concerts over the course of the weekend. Neither went to Alanis Morissette. I'll forever be bitter. But you didn't go to the Slaughter. I went to Slaughter. I took my elder son to Slaughter. Him and a buddy went, and I just sat on the periphery, smelling the freedom in the air. Bunch of old hippies at the Slaughter concert, or at least they were smoking the good stuff, Dom. And, you know, I was trying to be a good father. I wasn't even drinking. I was being real chill over on the sidelines, looking for, like, lawn seats. Like, can I sit for a while? They didn't play up all night, sleep all day until near the end, Dom.
Well, yeah, man, that's the most rocking song. You got to wait for the good stuff. Did you stay up for the up all night, sleep all day, or were you also sleeping on the couch?
We stayed until they closed down Bratfest, fella. 9:30 p.m. It wasn't a public space, but they rocked out from 8 to 9:30. And the entire time they were throwing out guitar picks. But, you know, it was fun. A lot of people were having a good time. The one that I probably would have enjoyed a little bit more. Tone Loc and Kid Play were playing Sunday night, but I had the Brewer tickets and all. But you were at what? Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, If You're Nasty. Totally. Totally entertained, Crudy. We got some tickets for Steph. God, it must have been for Christmas or something. Because Lizzo's been here in pink, and Steph's seen both of them already, but we haven't seen Janet Jackson. So I thought, let's go see Janet Jackson. Just painting out the Summerfest grounds at the amphitheater. And Ludacris opened up, which was just a freaking blast. And then Janet came out for like over an hour and a half, maybe almost hour 45, and just tore it up, dancing. She's 56 years old, dancing her ass off, singing. And of course, lots and lots of songs that I forgot that I knew from Miss Jackson.
You know what I realized at the Slaughter concert the other night? And I would guess these guys might have been late 50s, a couple of them early 60s. Dom, I have the body of a rock star.
Yeah, you've lived the life without the musical talent, but other talents, Crudy. Yes, you know, the gravity gets the best of all of us, I guess.
I've always noted I get mistaken for like somebody's stepdad at a rock concert occasionally.
Mark Slaughter, the lead singer, right? Good shape or getting a little dad bod?
He's thick.
Yeah, a little thick.
Were all a little thick except one guitarist and the drummer, man. The drummer killed it. He was rocking out all night. He's just, you know, he's all arms, just pumped. And that guy, he didn't look like he was the original drummer, but he just banged those skins all night long. Todd Rundgren style.
Nice. Yeah, good times.
You know, we're about to have a fine guest, David Siders from Politico, Dom. And he wined us and dined us just a little bit that night he came to town, Dom. And it feels good when somebody pays your bar tab.
I've
paid yours more than you've paid mine, I think. You know, through the years, historically speaking. Although, for a while there, we did rock, paper, scissors, and oh, man, you couldn't win for like 2 years against me.
I know, man. Terrible, terrible, bad streak.
Daniel Bias does sort of the page 60 thing over at the Journal Sentinel. He threw something out there about a little whining and dining, the Gwynn Moore Super PAC. Dom, Bias claims in the headline, U.S. Rep. Gwynn Moore used her leadership PAC on lobster, limos, and wine country luxury. My only question is, why weren't we on the Sonoma Valley trip?
All right, where do I get my leadership pack?
U.S. Rep. Gwynn Moore is living it up on her leadership pack. Leadership packs were created in the 70s to allow top federal lawmakers to raise and contribute money to like-minded candidates, preferred political parties, and allied political groups. But Moore spent only 16.6% of her funds in her leadership pack on political donations from January of 19 to December of 22, out of her overall outlay of $728,000, pardon me, the lowest percentage within the congressional delegation, Wisconsin congressional delegation. That's a much smaller group, just for clarity. She gave some money to some Dems and different groups, but here's what he really takes issue with, Dom. The grandiose expenditures of the Gwynn PAC. Dom, she spent more than $6,000 on 16 trips to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, an average of $376 per visit to the upscale eatery. The PAC also covered 13 dinners at Kobe's Japanese Steakhouse at a total cost of just over $2,000. At least they go to the good places, Dom. I'd go to Mason Street, though, if I was Gwynn. If I was whining and dining Kleinitz or Hole in the Wall, right? Over by the stadium, I told my wife the other day, except I had my Goliath teenage sons. I said, fourth base. They don't have prices, baby, but the food is impeccable. If you want to eat well, just hang out with Crudy.
Or hang out with Gwynn Moore, my congresswoman. Apparently, according to Dan Bicey, also the Gwynn PAC paid out $4,600 to Blackline Limousine in Oak Creek.
Limousine liberals, that's how you keep them happy, Dom.
Dropped $1,017 for food and drinks at Luke's Lobster in Chicago. Spent nearly $18,000 at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, a luxury wine country resort in California. And paid more than $19,000 on 363 trips with Uber and 176 meals via Uber Eats.
Yeah, but that's only like one Uber trip every 4 days, which seems like a lot, but not if you live in a city where you don't drive yourself around primarily, right? I mean, is that unusual in DC?
Yeah, I don't think Gwynn Moore's parallel Uber parking, trip? Man. I'm just saying.
Doesn't have the Cadillac like you do, Dom. When's the last time you paralleled Old Blue?
Yesterday, like a charm, baby.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, we work like a charm, and we got to find guest David Siders from Politico. We went partying with that guy. Up all night, slept all day. More Devils.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The House Rules Committee is meeting to review the compromise bill to raise the debt limit. They'll vote on whether to advance the measure to the full House, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy pushing back on criticism by members of his own party saying the spending cuts don't go far enough. Some of the spending cuts include clawing back the unused COVID funding and boosting funding for veterans.
When the Freedom Caucus talks about wants the spending back to 2022, the non-defense is back lower than 2022. Veterans get more money and defense gets more money.
Lawmakers have to pass a measure before the June 5th default deadline. A federal appeals court has reversed the Purdue Pharma bankruptcy ruling from 2021. It allows members of the Sackler family to be shielded from opioids liability lawsuits. In Pittsburgh, the federal death penalty trial of the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue is underway. Robert Bowers is accused of killing 11 worshipers in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. This is ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities still aren't saying why a train jumped the tracks in Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo Sunday. Nobody was hurt and nothing in the derailed cars was a threat to public safety. Last we knew, authorities were still trying to track down who owns the derailed cars. Lawmakers this week will debate whether Wisconsin taxpayers should chip in $2 million toward the cost of Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in 2 years. Packers president Mark Murphy says he hasn't heard much opposition to the request.
No, I mean, it's economic development. It's going to help. It's going to benefit the state. You know, it's good for everybody.
Murphy was on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee Sunday. 250,000 visitors are expected. The total statewide economic impact could be $94 million. In sports, the Brewers host Toronto tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Memorial Day Tuesday edition. And Dom, we got a fine guest joining us right now live via phone. He is David Siders, Politico's politics editor and a recent party and pal of ours. David, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, David.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, David, you published a new piece I saw today, Numbers Nobody Has Ever Seen, How the GOP Lost Wisconsin. And then in a subheadline, you asked the question, did abortion make Wisconsin a blue state again? Well, yours truly thinks it did, David. But you think I've overstated that, perhaps. David, let me ask you, what were your takeaways? You traveled a lot of parts of the state of Wisconsin. What was that like? Tell us about the trip.
Well, you met me for part of it there, right? The certainly interesting listening to the radio show. And I think that is a unique and interesting thing going on in Wisconsin, this idea that, you know, a Democratic donor is putting money into radio there that isn't isn't conservative radio. So that's certainly new and interesting. And then, you know, the more apparent things, like I think it's interesting that the Little White Schoolhouse got moved. Clearly Republicans are talking about that. But then also just how much abortion is on people's minds. And I'm not sure it would be overstating it to say it had turned. I think maybe somebody had said something like a Republican will never win again. And I think that may, you know, the Supreme Court race was what, an 11-point race? And I don't think anybody thinks the presidential is going to be that. So I think it's still a tight state.
Well, David, perhaps on the presidential level, it will be. And I don't think anyone relishes the thought of Trump-Biden 2.0. But I think Tammy Baldwin could very feasibly win by double digits. She's got a history of being sort of an unbeatable force here in the state of Wisconsin. But the issue, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, that happened the Friday night going into the Democratic Party convention here into the state of Wisconsin last summer. And it was certainly the issue of the cycle. I think it's still the issue. Certainly the spring race in Wisconsin showed that, David. But nothing has really changed. It has not been blunted as an issue. And I think it's going to continue to be an issue into the presidential year next year, sir. I don't see what's changing, David.
No, I think abortion will be a huge issue in the presidential election next year. I'm not certain that it will be the number one issue. And I think that's an open question. It may very well be. Maybe today it would be. But you never know. You know, like if we're in a deep recession, if Republicans are able to use crime as a cudgel, like we saw in the Senate race, certainly in Wisconsin, you know, those things can start mattering in the suburbs as well. But clearly, Wisconsin has proved yet again that abortion is the issue that just keeps cutting down Republicans.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is David Siders. He is politics editor. David, sorry to mean to step on you there. You have some further thoughts?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, let me ask you. And David has a piece out in Politico right now. It is entitled "Numbers Nobody Has Ever Seen: How the GOP Lost Wisconsin." We talked to David prior to this piece, and I got to tell you, David, great article. But the pictures, man, obviously I'm the better looking one, so there should be at least one picture of me. But you know, editorializing aside, David, you talked to lots of Republicans in this piece, a lot of GOP and Republican memberships. How are they addressing the abortion issue? How do they think they need to handle it here in the state of Wisconsin to somehow claw back some of the voters?
I think there's a range of views over there. So there are moderate Republicans who think that if you got a ban with exceptions and a very late time limit, that could be palatable. But some of those moderates still believe, and I think probably rightly, that they would be painted as anti-abortion rights to the same effect. So they don't see an electoral upside necessarily there. You have other Republicans who know that this is a problematic issue and simply hope that things like the economy or crime come to dominate instead of abortion. And then you have this, maybe the most interesting group to me, is this group of hardline Republicans on abortion who are anti-abortion rights activists, believe in no exceptions, know that it will take a toll on them electorally, and are willing to take that because they are convinced that their position is the right one. And that's super interesting to me, because these are people who, they're not dumb about the electoral implications. They're simply willing to suffer them.
David Siders from
Politico. You can see how that's a huge problem for the GOP. Sorry,
right.
I stepped all over you.
No, they're stepping all over themselves, David. We're just allowing them to do so. Next year is a presidential year, and so far no one stepped up to run against Tammy Baldwin yet. I believe we've learned today that Brian Stile has no interest in running against the very formidable Democratic senator here from the state of Wisconsin. But David, it's a weird thing that Tammy Baldwin has found such electoral success. She is a lesbian. She's very progressive. She's often characterized as being far to the left of quote unquote the state of Wisconsin, yet she's out there and she wins by big margins, David, and she seemingly well represents the constituency here in the state of Wisconsin. Do you have any takeaways about Tammy Baldwin in your time in state?
Well, I mean, I think, as you say, incredibly popular. And I think maybe you have or may have a better understanding of this than I do and can explain it, because I don't know. And it's amazing to me, the same state that elects Scott Walker and Ron Johnson also elects Tammy Baldwin. It's so different. And that continues to befuddle me, but maybe you have the explanation for that.
I only in that statistically, there had to be like 100,000 Tammy Baldwin voters that also voted for Scott Walker. It doesn't make any mathematical sense otherwise. And above and beyond that, here in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we've got this coin flip probable presidential race. What, you know, when you were out there talking to Republicans, because sometimes they shy away from Dom and I, David, what's their feeling, or at least those you spoke to here in Wisconsin, about Donald Trump and how he sort of cast this party, wanted or not, they are the party of Trump until somebody beats the king.
Yeah, I didn't get the sense that this was anti-Trump country. I don't get the sense from Republicans anywhere that that's the case. So I do think there's some openness to alternatives. You saw Ron DeSantis, I think, get a pretty good reception out there, maybe just a couple of days or a day or two after we met. And so I'm not sure it's a lock for Trump, but this is definitely not a party running away from the former president.
Now, when you did the mathematical analysis, you pointed out that the Protasiewicz race here in the spring in Wisconsin, if you'd have chopped off Dane County, and I live in Dane County, David, and, you know, we've been talking to audiences here in Dane County most of the last 12 years, and I've taken some credit for turning this town and this county a little bluer each and every electoral cycle. But you could have chopped off Dane County. You could have chopped off Milwaukee County. And even outstate, Janet Protasiewicz still would have had enough votes to beat Dan Kelly. That is somewhat shocking that she did it without Dane County.
Yeah, it's certainly shocking to me. I mean, everything I've read or heard about Wisconsin is it's the story of Madison and, you know, the young left vote exploding there. And the margins in Dane County are just off the charts, right? This is not like a 60-40 county. It's huge.
82%.
So that was surprising to me that you could take that away, or you could take Milwaukee. And because the Republicans did not do as well in the suburbs, which really speaks to where abortion is hurting Republicans. I mean, if the suburbs around Milwaukee behaved like suburbs around Atlanta, pick another metro somewhere, the state would not be as close. But they don't. They are more conservative and have stayed more conservative. But Roe is just continuing to chip away at that. And I think that's where the real concern for Republicans lies.
David Siders, Politico's politics editor. David, what about the actual political parties here in the state of Wisconsin? Ben Wickler from the Democrats, Brian Schimming from the GOP. You talked to them in reference to your article in Politico here today. What were their takes?
Well, Brian has been telling RNC members and said to the group of Republicans that I was watching that, you know, he thinks that the atmospherics, as he puts it, are good next year. A lot of that has to do with Biden, who is a relatively unpopular president. And I think Republicans think they can make a lot of hay going after Biden. And there's something to that. I mean, you're in a presidential year. The president is on the ballot, and a lot of the attention is going to be on him. So he's feeling, obviously, I think, well, he says he's feeling optimistic about this. Ben Wickler, as you know, obviously just a fundraising powerhouse, right? And has just raised tons and tons of money in for the Democrats in Wisconsin. So I think he sees abortion as, like you do, as being an issue that will continue to play well for Democrats.
David, the you say in your article, in a bold statement, Crudy overstates the fact that no Republican can win statewide while abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin. We've obviously reverted to an 1849 law. And the exception you draw, of course, is Ron Johnson, who did win in the midterm election, David. But I also would point towards the reporting at the New York Times. He did 325 hours of right-wing talk radio interviews in the election year in the run-up. I mean, that's an enormous amount of earned media, if you will, David, that the guy did. And I think that that is something that is often overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin. The right-wing talk radio apparatus as it is, you know, once upon a time, Donald Trump lost this state in the primary by double digits. This state came home for Ted Cruz. It wasn't until right-wing talk radio embraced the Trump candidacy, held their nose and said, you got to come home for this guy. The Supreme Court rest on your vote. That is the reason, to my opinion, that Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin by his narrow margin. It was right-wing talk radio that did it. I'm just wondering if you have any perception, David, that maybe their iron-like grip is loosening. They don't have the power they once did to turn him out for a distasteful candidate.
I do. I agree with the sentiment. You know, we have a complaint line that isn't on air, but we can litigate this line. The overstating the case, it's just because the way you framed it was that it is impossible for any. And I think that that is going too far. I agree with the sentiment, though, that clearly this is an existential problem for Republican statewide candidates in Wisconsin. I think that's plainly true from the April election. It's going to be a huge issue in 2024. I think even Republicans acknowledge that this is a difficult thing. So I'm not taking issue with the with your sentiment there, and I hope the way it was written was not too prickly.
David, the fact that you made me look sexy three times over, man. You're a miracle worker, my friend.
No, man.
Now, are you coming back to Wisconsin? The Republicans will be debating in Milwaukee, which is a beautiful city in the summertime. Dom will show you a good time if you come down. But we'll be broadcasting somewhere close by, just outside the green zone. Do you think you're coming for the Republican debate?
Well, probably. If I hear it, do we have a date yet?
I'm saying keep mid-August open, but I'm not sure specifically what day that would be, David.
No, I'm definitely interested in getting out there, and I'm fascinated to hear what the qualification rules will be for that and who will moderate. You're going to have it's – boy, you're in for a whole year of this, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we are, David.
David, we'll return the favor. Yeah. We'll buy the beers. Spot a cow for everyone. Come on back to Wisconsin. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come on back. Your phone calls are next, 844-96-PARTY.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 63. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 91.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest and recent party and pal, David Siders, political editor for Politico magazine. Easy for me to say. You know, it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, Dom.
It sure does, man.
Thank you, David. And, you know, when you come back to Milwaukee for the RNC party, the presidential debate, I got the drinks. Because you know Dom's not buying, but I'll buy a couple.
Hey, it's a write-off, Jerry.
It's a write-off, Jerry. It's, you know, when he said overstated, I think that was the fact that I stuck it to him. Or his corporate masters at Politico on the dinner tab, man. If somebody's buying, I warned him. I'm like, I'll buy my own steak, but I'm not eating the pasta here. We're at a steakhouse. I'm getting a steak and some scallops. and Garcon, I need another drink, please. So we'll look forward to having him. I want to feature a little bit more of this article. And also point out, Ripon, Wisconsin, I was there recently, Dom. They have uprooted the little white schoolhouse, the birthplace of the Republican Party. They have lost their historical distinction. Also, they could move it like a mile down the road to put it by the Culver's restaurant. Slightly more accessible. I mean, the whole town of Ripon takes like 5 minutes to drive through. I'm not ripping on it.
It's a nice little downtown. It's very cute.
Hey, you know what they... listen to the Brewers on and ripping 1100 a.m. WISS out of Berlin, Oshkosh. And we're going to give away some tickets today. So if you want tickets to next Tuesday's Oriole game, tell Ebone you're looking for some tickets. And we'll see if we can move you to the top of the stack. But anyways, David Siders interviewed the wanker, former Wisconsin governor, here from the body of the work. That's what Republicans who have won elections in Wisconsin are betting on. When I asked Walker, the former gubernator, about the party's prospects in Wisconsin, he wasn't downtrodden. Given the explosion of the vote in left-leaning Madison and shrinking margins for Republicans in Milwaukee suburbs, he said, the party had an urgent need to make inroads with young voters. And he's just the vessel,
of
right?
Of course, because it also, he is the leader, man, of the Young America's Foundation, whose core principle is to recruit those young college conservatives.
It also needs to focus the electorate more on the economy and public safety issues of abortion or disputes about the 2020 election. So he wants to move away from abortion and the stop the steal issues from the 2020. Let's talk about the economy and crap on Joe Biden, because that, you know how he is. Anyways, according to Siders, but then he said something that surprised me. The common refrain from Republicans in Wisconsin is that the state is purple, if not right-leaning. But Walker didn't view it that way. He called his own electoral success in Johnson's an exception. Wisconsin has historically, and I think largely continues to be, a blue state. I don't disagree with the wanker in this case.
And so doesn't he, with that statement, admit to the fact of gerrymandering? How can we possibly be historically and largely continues to be a blue state, Mr. Former Governor, if you didn't gerrymander everything into stone?
Well, he cooked the books with the gerrymander. He lame-ducked the new governor and attorney general. And, of course, the gerrymandered Republican-led legislature gerrymandered for another decade. Now we'll see what the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to say. As mentioned, little change in the tenor of the court. But let's get down to the quotes from Crudy.
Allow myself to introduce myself. You're going to quote yourself, man?
I was going to get there, yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, these pictures of me, I'm really quite impressed. He really captured the essence of sexy Crudy. Wearing a badger cap and a Tommy Bahama shirt and a sport coat, just kind of faking it, trying to conceal the chubbiness.
Yeah, well done. I tell you, man, that's a great picture.
Back in Madison, I visited the studio where Mike Crute, I'm still being labeled a progressive radio host. I guess it's true. I'll take that bullet. Who produces the Devil's Advocates radio show. For years, he persisted with relatively little reach. What? In a state dominated by right-wing talk, his influence still is relatively small.
What?
That's not what the missus says. She likes my reach.
It's cold. It's cold.
Don't you know about shrinkage, David? But Crudy recently linked up with major Democratic donor Sage Weil, a tech entrepreneur living in Madison. The two began buying up radio stations around the state. They now have 18, said Weil. Yeah, that sounds sweet, doesn't it, Sage? Weil, who told David he had invested $12 or $13 million so far, that's a lot of jing, Sage, focusing on local content, replacing the station's Fox News broadcasting with like the ABC or the CBS News, Dom. The goal, Weil said, and this is a quote, isn't to be pro-democratic media organization, but rather to focus on a set of core values that include democracy, fact-based journalism, transparency, community. Ultimately, he said, that could mean supporting some Republicans, but he added, it's hard because the Republican Party has gone so backwano crazy right now. Only that's not how he said it.
Wow, the mouth on that guy.
I know, like, I'm the salty one. You're the, you are like the, you know, cause diabetes sort of salty one. And the two of us, foul mouth, they're hanging out down the table from David. And, you know, the very thoughtful Sage is sitting next to David. And we're just throwing bombs down the table at him.
Having conversations like we always do.
Like
when
we always do, loud and profane.
Right.
And Sage is the one that gets labeled. Here's what Crudy said. Over dinner that night, and drinks, I would point that out. There were drinks involved. Over dinner that night, Crute said, as long as abortion's illegal here, Republicans are not going to win any statewide races. They're basically stuck.
As David Siders goes on to write, Crude is overstating the argument.
What?
Johnson won last year after all, but even then, Wisconsin Republicans in Wisconsin knew abortion was a problem for them, with a majority of voters opposed to overturning Roe v. Wade. And abortion policy, though not as dominating an issue as inflation or crime in the midterms, is still ranking among the voters' top concerns. The loss in April in a race that, unlike the midterm elections, hinged almost entirely on abortion access left no doubt about its toxicity for the GOP. Crute was overstating.
I wasn't overstating my reach either.
You have great reach and influence.
Should see how tall my radio towers are, too. Never insult a radio guy's reach. David Siders.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thank you, David.
Former friend of the Devil's Advocates. Come back. Hour two is next. The happier happy hour. You could be a part. Win some Brewers tickets. Courtesy of that fine station near Ripon.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.